Luke, Ben, Luke, you will go to TroyBondLive.com.
TroyBondLive.com?
There you will learn his road dates when he is taking his comedy act on tour.
Yes, there is a great disturbance in the Force, Lord Vader. Troy Bond is going on tour. The shows in San Diego and Chicago have both sold out.
Indeed, he is powerful, Master.
Yes, but he is still performing on April 6th in Phoenix, Arizona, March 30th in Timonium, Maryland, April 19th and April 20th, Kansas City and St. Louis.
Yes, my master.
May 19th, he will be in Boise, Idaho, with the other potato farmers. May 21st, he will be in Salt Lake City, Utah, with the Mormons and Oxycontin.
He is to be learned of the dark side, then.
Yes. June 28th, he will be in Tacoma, Washington. June 29th, Portland, Oregon. August 2nd, Nashville, Tennessee. August 3rd, Atlanta, Georgia. August 4th and 5th, he's doing 4 shows in Austin, Texas.
If you want to save him, Lord Vader, you must go to TroyBondLive.com.
Luke, do not underestimate the power of the sold-out show. Get tickets, you must. Enjoy today's episode of the podcast. You will.
Yeah, so this was typically done in your living, in your home.
Yeah, in the past.
All right, look in here.
Cool. It's been good? In many places.
The almighty
Hell
hand
yeah.
of Rick.
Oh, we're God. Rolling.
We're live now.
We're live.
You look so shocked.
I'm nervous now.
Get
now you're in the hot seat. Yeah,
welcome to another episode of Bonding. You're in the hot seat with Troy Bond and Tori Cole, today's guest, stand-up comedian, future cousin, while he's stuck in the dryer, Danielle Mora.
Hey, guys.
What size are your feet?
How 7.5.
Wow, really? I didn't think.
Size. I'm a little jealous.
What are your feet? What's your foot size? 9.5.
Oh, my God.
I'm 11.5.
Okay, that didn't help my insecurity.
That didn't. So. Well, I'm just like, that is, yeah, you're going to have tall kids. That's a good
thing.
Kendall
Jenner has big feet, too, so.
Oh, my God.
And a big bank account to match.
Yeah, so.
That's all you need.
Okay.
I am Kendall Jenner.
I've always been the biggest one in my class.
It must be a small
no
class.
Sports.
Her
feet. Wow, he's just hitting it today. What?
Is that just a mic foam?
Yeah, it was there if Danielle wanted to use that one. Rick thought
double.
Of everything
or
today.
If Rick wants good. To narrate a little.
Yeah,
something.
That's what I'm hoping for, too.
Me, too. I moved down for him.
When did you... Well, first of all, hi.
Hi.
We met at the Funny Farm show. Shout out Stella.
Yes.
At City Winery. Have you been to City Winery?
I have. I saw Eric Hutchinson there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's a singer. He's kind of a throwback. He has that song, If You Want to Rock, You Rock. If You Want to Roll, You Roll.
Ooh.
Rock and Roll. You know that song? If you wanna, yeah, I'm not going to sing it.
I
actually,
also said, I was hoping. Ooh, like I knew because I didn't want to be like, who is that?
I know. That was really convincing. You're like,
Oh,
I wasn't going to say anything, but you snitched on yourself
I
with
did.
The second
I was like, you didn't text. You would know that song.
Anyways, I want to rock, yeah.
I saw him.
Thank you for saying the name of the song.
I saw him there in November with my sister.
Oh, wow.
Great. Nice little spot.
It's but like it was downstairs, not in the loft. So.
Oh, okay. I've never been to the downstairs then because we
it's
were
big.
Lofting.
It's
we were
really
lofting.
Big.
I saw Sheila E. downstairs. It was nice. Oh, yeah. She was, I'll tell you. Thank you for saving that. Oh, I saw it wanted to come out and it didn't. She was Prince's, she wrote a lot of songs with Prince. And she had a solo career too. It's Women's History Month. She deserves her due.
Yes, she
Thank
does.
You for coming on during Women's History Month.
Yes.
That was a driving.
An
we're going to have
honor.
Only all women on this podcast. I'm not here to talk. I'm here to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
when did you, are you, you're not from New York, are you?
I am. I'm from the Bronx originally. Ooh. Yeah.
I Spice Bronx?
Yeah, like Jenny from the Bronx.
Yeah.
How old were you when you moved?
Jenny from the Bronx.
Jenny from the Bronx.
You sound like an undercover cop. Yes, Jenny from the Bronx. I'm a big fan of J-Lo.
I love her. Laura Ginoli. I was like born in the Bronx, and then I left in fifth grade.
Okay.
And then we gentrified ourselves. We moved to Westchester, and then I did sixth grade onwards into Westchester.
Got
it. Does it feel like a police interrogation here? I had my hands on the table, and I was like, where are you from?
Yeah, Troy was like, from when into when? Like, the date was.
What day did you move to Westchester? Why'd you move? Something trying to run away from in the Bronx?
Yeah, this light. Rick, save me.
Did you go to Riverdale?
No.
I was going to say,
can I say my town name? Is anyone really going to stalk me that hard?
No. What's your exact address now?
Okay, 122. no, I, yeah, we moved to, like, it's in Pelham. It's, like, the town right next to, like, the Bronx, New Rochelle, Larchmont type of vibe. So very suburb. Then went through college. My parents stayed there. And then
where did you go to college?
University of Delaware.
Oh, right.
Why Delaware?
Because go Blue Cocks. Yeah, I just wanted to be able to say that.
Blue Cocks?
Is it Blue Cocks?
It's Blue Hens, okay. But when you're sick, you can say cocks, I think.
Or when you're horny.
Yeah.
Or that could be the same thing. I'm a Christian. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah. My blue cock stays between where the Lord wants it to.
No, I applied there because it was a party school. And I was like, so they have my major.
A party girl.
Yeah.
What was your major?
Partying.
Partying,
it's getting fucked up.
Literally. I was like,
minoring in UTI. Go Cranberries.
Go Blue
Hens. That was pretty quick, actually. I liked that.
That was good. That sounded like my high school cheer. But no.
Which was what? Get down. He has a gun.
Under the desk.
Under that disk.
No,
we're going to Bronx.
I went to, I majored in communications because I love to talk. And then.
Do you think that's a real major?
I don't know.
A lot of people say it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with them.
It's
not
the easiest one, but I think it's pretty.
It's good if you want to like get an internship at like SNL or like do the Page program because you need like to be in a college program to do that. I think communications are good if you want to do stuff in the city.
Yeah.
Any city.
I just need a degree. It's like I'll do the low lift.
I thought about getting a communications degree a couple years ago when I was down in my. It was either that or go to Lincoln Tech.
Oh,
and I was like, communications. I reached out to my old high school guidance counselor, and I was like, hey, can you show me how to go to school?
Oh, my God. You're like, help me.
I didn't.
Fill out
it was
my
like,
ACD
I cannot
form.
Do another check spot. This is not working out for me anymore. But
Lincoln
I ended up
Tech.
Not doing it.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I think there's still a thing, Lincoln Tech.
Well, for you.
TV just doesn't. Oh, I know. It's not. It's off the table for me. I have over 12 followers on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's like a trade school.
Got it.
But like, I don't know any trades. I don't really have any skills outside of this. They say like, you always think like if you go back in time to like the 80s, you could like invent the iPhone, right? Make billions of dollars. But like most people, the only thing they can do when they go back in time is make a sandwich because we don't have the skill set.
Yeah. At least you have butter knives now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was the big thing stopping the sandwiches. They were like, we just have all these regular knives. Nothing. It's tearing right through the bread.
Communications did like a minor in like marketing or advertising. I genuinely forgot. I think it's advertising.
How long? What's that? Like a 2-year degree?
It was just a minor, so I just even like stacked up another class.
Do you finish minors? I didn't go to school.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's completed.
Yeah,
I would hope.
I don't know. Can you graduate with just the major without your minor?
Yeah, but then you just had to do 4 classes, I think, or a certain amount, and then I think by senior year. I was like, I can pick them up.
It's like judge giving you, like, you have to go to AA, right? If you want to, like, not go to jail.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
My brain is criminal justice
centered. I know. Yeah, you're terrible.
I watched the lights go off in your eyes I said that. So you did all that.
I did all that.
Then you came to the city.
I did. I was home for a year with my mommy and puppy and my sister. And then it was great. It was major COVID.
Oh, so what happened?
I graduated 2020.
Got it.
Was home for a year. Rough. Took so much Accutane.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you.
Is that why?
Well, I was like, I kind of can't be like blistered out when I'm like a big city girl. But also, everything was.
But
closed.
It was COVID. Yes, yeah, so
it was. But like the blemishes were not. You know.
What does Accutane do?
Kills your whole body.
You were on Accutane, right? We had this discussion.
I almost went
you
on
almost
it.
Did, yeah.
And then I did.
I've heard
the laser.
Red flags. About Accutane.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid of it. I did a good, but yeah, I did like a laser treatment.
This episode is sponsored by Accutane, by the way, so take it a little easy. And BP. It's sponsored by oil spills and Accutane.
Well, I just
all the worst birth controls.
I've heard crazy shit can happen to you on Accutane. Yeah. Like, you clearly made it out fine, but like I've heard
debatable.
I did have a murder conviction.
I have friends that like peed themselves, they like lost control of their bladder.
Oh my.
That happens to me off Accutane.
Yeah.
Yes. Can anyone take Accutane?
Yeah, as long as you're not pregnant.
They sure can.
Yeah.
And you can't get pregnant for like a year after, right? They
say that? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't try yet.
Right.
I did it. And then, like, I did have, like, a crying fit once. Some guy ghosted me, and I was like, bye, Mom. but, like, it was really MBD.
You think that was the Accutane that made you emotional?
I think. But I also, I really don't cry too much. I'm a Bronx bitch.
I could see that.
But yeah,
I could see I could see you glazing over and when something bad happens.
Just like next.
Are you good at disassociating?
I guess, or more just like, I don't know, like we have to move on type of thing.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like, this would be a killer TikTok.
Yeah. Well, that's how you got your big pop off.
That is
the guy.
You're so right. I told Tori this story. This is a great story.
I want you to tell a story.
And this actually is the guy I was crying over Accutane.
Okay.
God bless him.
It's a great story.
Tell me about this guy.
He doesn't
what
even
the
deserve
he do?
The
we won't,
time.
We'll give him, let's give him a fake name.
Okay.
Let's call him
Rick, please.
No, that puts a sour on it.
You're right.
This is a great guy. Rick keeps a low profile.
Okay.
You know, he's wanted in 7 countries. None of them exist anymore.
Yeah.
All of them crumbled under the Soviet Union.
After Rick went up.
He's been here since Gorbachev.
Okay, this story. This is a good one.
Okay,
make sure you're speaking into the mic.
Yeah, yeah. I also like shoving gum in my lips.
Oh,
I
look at that.
Should I take my gum out?
You
I
could
like
take
a
it out.
ASMR.
Swallow it.
Whatever. Get ASMR
you want.
With it. It's
okay.
Fine.
Here, I got something for you.
Can I spit it in one
of the trash can over there?
I was like, Rick, open wide. That was a week.
That's going to be the slow. Can you slow-mo that?
Can
we redo it? I didn't do like DSL. Yeah. You have
it's a new bag. We could do it.
Yeah. Okay.
New
Rick.
Year, new bag. Spit it out. This episode is just going to be called Spit It Out.
Yeah.
All right. So this guy
who spit it out,
this jackass,
this
in 2020, this is the year?
This is 2020.
2020. Great year.
Great year.
Nothing
not
bad.
Not for him.
Yeah. And
long,
no one else.
Yeah. Long story short, always a good year for Rick. I can't stop saying his name. It's going to become weird.
I'm going to have to bleep it out like a censor.
Yeah. It's going to be like, I want to. Okay. Yeah, I met this guy over the summer. It was like good times. I mean,
so they said stay home, save lives.
They did, and I was like, but how about getting my dick sucked type of thing?
Yeah.
So
you said that of yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that was like about me.
Right.
And then it was like Jersey Shore. I don't know. Everyone and their Guido dads were out, and I was
like
Jersey
Parker
Shore.
House?
Jersey was the Florida of the Northeast.
Yeah, not even Parker House. I wish because that's classy. We were in what's the other town? There's so many.
Avon.
No.
San Diego.
I'm gonna think hard. Not Manasquan either. It's like more south. God knows.
In Jersey?
Atlantic City?
Yes and no. But yes in Jersey.
It was Atlantic City, but it wasn't Atlantic City, if you know what I mean. Forget about it.
It was, but you're wrong. no, so we met. I don't know. I feel like a lot of times, like, I'm just the banter, and I'm like, he's amazing. But, like,
what did he do?
He hasn't spoken nothing. He just, like, was existing and was tall. And I was like, he gets me.
Will getcha.
They that's will. Me. I was like, oh, my God, I feel like a heartbeat in my pants. And so I ended up chatting with him. We, like, exchanged Snapchat because that's what you do when you're at the Jersey Shore. I'm like, just use my Bitmoji.
It's the best platform to use when you're not trying to get caught cheating.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
you say, hey, how you doing, babe? Listen.
Literally.
I got Patricia D up my fucking ass right now. I'm technically on probation and should not be on the shore, especially with all these little kids running around.
Yeah.
Take my Snapchat. If any of the other kids ask for it, give it to them too. It disappears. Judge can't convict me of something he can't prove.
That's what he did. He was like, they meanwhile, you're just like service, flutter, flutter. Bad T-Mobile.
Bad service.
Snapchat.
Bad teeth.
Yeah.
And bad decisions. This you see my mohawk?
Because he had veneers. That's kind of the Stop only thing it. I have on him. Right? Or veneers is a whole fake teeth it's or a, just a couple? Yeah.
Well, you can pick and choose.
Some are faulty. Either way, I was born with these good dogs, and I want to say that he had poor dental.
He had bad teeth, but he had the veneers to cover it.
He did.
My brother walked into a wall 2 times in his life. The first time when he was 4, and he fucked up all of his teeth, and he had to get him fixed.
How fast was he walking?
Very fast. He was like 4 years old. We were in a church. We used to teach a karate class there, and then he just ran right into a wall, fucked up all his teeth. Then he did it again 3 weeks ago at 18 years old. 19.
Oh, my God.
And he has veneers now. And I'm kind of jealous. I wish I had veneers.
Was he sober this year?
I don't know. We don't know that part of the story.
Okay. That sounds like a crucial detail.
He just says he did it again.
I
know. Yeah.
But
I give him a little pause because, like, he did do this previously 16 years ago.
Yeah. Maybe 14 years ago. He's feeling nostalgic.
Yeah, some people go and download an old video game.
Yeah,
he goes right for the wall.
Knock down your buck teeth.
Yeah, he wants a time where the Nintendo Wii was our main source of entertainment. Did you ever play the Wii?
I did.
The Wii is great.
Wii's good.
I never owned it, so it was just at friends' houses. Oh. It was never good because it was always, you know.
It was the best.
Well, remember Wii Fitness and like you'd step on it and they're like, you're fucking obese.
That game was bad for a lot of people's mental health. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Get off of this, you fat kid. Put down the baby bottle pop and pick up a protein shake. Otherwise, you're not going to make it to 7th grade, you very hungry caterpillar.
I had DDR as my Wii when I was a kid.
Oh.
That you would lose way more weight on DDR than Wii Fitness.
Sweat.
Yeah. That's like Coke for your feet.
Wii Dance. Dance Wii. What, dance.
But even that was, I had the Michael Jackson game, and that was just, you just
moved the
remote.
You would have the Michael Jackson game.
Of course, I had the Michael Jackson
game. And you like probably put on one glove.
I put on everything. The Billie Jean jacket, the one glove, the white socks, the hat. It was called Rehearsal.
Ah, yes.
You did it.
It got me to this podcast studio today.
Gee,
just those moves.
Yeah.
It's pretty lame.
Thank God.
A lot of watching YouTube on dial-up in like 2009.
Oh.
What was the first YouTube video you watched? You remember?
I don't know. The dial-up time. Probably
That's
like.
True. I am.
Honestly, it was. And this title is so 2010 or something, but it's like
Shoes?
Epic fails.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
it was
yeah.
like,
oh,
it
yeah,
was literally yeah. is like fat people falling sideways. And I was like, this is the best channel ever. And it's like people like tumbling over each other and I'd be like screaming. It really wasn't that funny, but
Shoes
it
is a really classic.
Wait, yeah,
I
want to
stay on.
We're going
on track.
Back. Yeah,
we're getting there.
I know. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's a
just
good
called
story.
The gift of conversation.
Sorry, I want to ruin the flow.
Shoes
yeah, no, you're keeping the flow going. Yeah. Tori got accused of ruining the flow the last episode.
Oh no!
So now she wants to keep the flow going.
She's got the flow.
Yeah,
she got the flow. Riz.
Flowing right now.
Okay, flow rider. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was it. I always like wanted to be a YouTuber when I was younger, though.
Who
you know?
Doesn't? It's like the best
it's,
thing.
Did you like a makeup guru type of YouTuber watcher? Okay, so we were a little different. I would literally be like with like the mousse foundation. I was like, if I just get it right, and then you know, I
would you film yourself?
I okay. would. I've edited it before, mm-hmm. but I didn't go anywhere.
I'm what Windows Movie Maker?
No, literally, I'm like my mom's BlackBerry. I'm like, why is it crashing?
If you posted that now, though, there's a trend right now of posting old videos that are blowing up.
So then, plot twist: I had a house. Fire, so I can't even get my MacBook.
Oh, sad.
I know.
You lost everything?
I did. It's kind of weird. It's like,
wait, it was the guy from Jersey.
Literally, yeah.
It's like, I didn't ghost you.
Yes,
I got rid of the evidence.
That's traumatic.
It was pretty traumatic.
But what happened?
Is this in the Bronx?
No.
Westchester?
My home in Westchester. This was in June.
Oh my God.
This is recent, yeah. I always say it like as a flex, and everyone's like, you good? I was like, another drink. They're like, what the fuck?
I need to forget about this.
Literally, I was like, R.P. Francis, because my cat died. That's the bigger issue.
Well, I was going to say that's probably who set the fire. But.
Yeah, why?
Wait, what? Do you know how the fire started?
It was like an old, something old and decrepit, you know? I don't know.
Like electrical?
Yeah, like a socket,
it was
pocket,
grandma.
Something. Yeah.
And then the whole house.
And
was
then
it
went
house?
Up. Not really.
You
it was
have
like
photos, do you?
I do. Are you ready to be scared? Rick is going to quit after this.
He's like, let me see pictures of your feet.
So you lost it. What's the like saddest thing you lost?
Probably the kitten.
Right,
that
it's
would
a
be
life.
Yeah, maybe the living one. It was funny. I did a show and
When did we meet? Did we meet after the house fire?
I think that, yeah, we did.
Okay, because you didn't mention this. I feel like I would just be walking and around also, like a sign that said I lost my house.
I know. I also, I randomly share it. I was at the bar the other weekend and I met this guy. I literally did Dear Diary. I was like, house fire, dad's a crook. Like, went so hard. And he's like, okay. And then.
You said dad's a crook?
Yeah.
You think that there's anything
no,
there?
No, I don't know where that came
you
from.
You just wanted
my
to create a
nice
I
know, that
Buddhist
was kind of
man.
Freudian.
As a Freud slip.
Is your dad a Buddhist?
He is.
My dad's a Buddhist too.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I got into it.
From the same monk temple.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
What kind of Buddhist? Is he Tibetan or Zen or.
Or bald? I don't really know. What?
Is he bald? Your
He's
dad?
Not, oh. But imagine that.
You're just doing all these word associations today.
I'm a big worder. SGI.
That's what kind of Buddhist he is?
Sakagaka International, shout out. That's where he goes and practices.
Oh,
does that ring
heard
a bell
that.
At all?
No, not at all.
It sounds cool that he does that. Has he like taught you anything?
Yeah, when
that?
I was younger, he would drag me to them. I didn't even know.
So he's been doing this a long time. Not
since
like
before
he
met my mom, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And then I was so confused. It's like very, you know, it's beautiful, but it's these very aggressive chants. Mm-hmm. I'd be like six, and they're like, num yo, and like things are.
Sit your ass down and be quiet,
yeah,
bitch.
They're like,
this
dude,
is DMX teaching you how to meditate.
Seriously, they do the dong. I was like, dad, where are we? And I'm like getting like a fucking red robe. Like it was crazy. But
my dad made me, he got into it when I was like 12. He stopped drinking and then he got into Buddhism. And
oh,
then
wow.
He would make me and my brothers go to these Saturday morning meditation sessions and they just sucked. I hated
Why?
It so much because like there's nothing less you want to do when you're 12 than go to somewhere and sit down and
yeah.
be quiet.
And like older like people, yeah.
That's I learned how to appreciate karate. I did not learn how to appreciate meditation until I started doing it myself.
Oof, I've
it
yet to
horrible.
Get there. Okay, yeah. Wait, I'm finding this really crazy picture.
Are you looking at pictures of your house fire
I mean,
right
now?
That's what
been,
I asked
it's
for.
The,
oh,
it
you
is.
Asked
yeah,
for
she
it.
Asked.
Oh, good.
I'm
good.
Skipping through the feet
I just want to understand... You know,
the extremity,
the level.
Yeah, I got you.
Just picture a house, and then after it caught on fire,
and then a flame.
Flame.
There's many levels.
There's
there
sparks.
Are.
Not anymore. It's all flat.
It is now a basement.
I had a house fire too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jinx.
I knew that.
I had a basement fire.
Wait,
yeah.
How about double jinx? First, we had a flood in February. Flooded the entire. I need to like go.
If
to my
only the flood happened and it could
so
have put out
June,
the house
the
fire.
Same thing. Yeah, I was like, y'all didn't time this correctly.
Or is it, you don't have
June
I
is
have
a bad
both.
Time of year for the house fire because it's, you know, so hot.
Yeah.
It's not like the winter months where everything's cooled down and in the summertime it's dry there.
Wait, this was so cray. Oh, my God. Why didn't I prep this? Why don't I have this in a separate album?
Well, most people aren't part of,
this
like, sick
fucks.
This
is the part
like
where we find out that she's been lying about her house
right?
being on fire to get sympathy.
I'm not sure.
Is this what you brought to talk
it.
About on the podcast?
This
you lied?
This is the next day. And it's
pretty
just,
bad.
It's yeah, it's looking a little different.
Yeah,
did
it's
you, did
giving
you
burnt.
It? Do you still have that house?
Yeah, so they didn't even start knocking it down yet.
Currently?
Yeah, it's still
where
it's
do they?
Molding.
Where do your parents live?
They live now. We
still
they
there.
Move. Yeah, they're in the
you
backyard.
You see them in the window.
Yeah, they got a tent. My dad was a Boy Scout. No, he wasn't. But I.
Your dad's listening to this going, what the hell
I
did
know.
I do?
I was like, my dad.
I got to go back to the temple.
Yeah, he's like, I clearly
he's
didn't bring it to enough
you.
Meetings.
Yeah.
No, they're doing a rental house in New Rochelle.
Got it.
That's where they are right now. And then they're trying to rebuild. God only knows. God bless them. But me and my sister moved out by then.
Do they have insurance?
They did. My mom works in insurance, but it's very tit for tat.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, they're going to give us a mill and I can, like, finally get a BBL. But it's like you need to, like, spend things and then send, like, a
I
receipt.
I feel like you would fall, not to be disrespectful, but if you got a BBL, you would fall over all the time. Those
Why
don't
is that?
Look stable because,
they
like,
don't.
You're so, you're slim and, like, you would just be standing up and falling back like a turtle all the time.
Wait, did he call me slim? Rick, run the track again.
It's there. Put it in the tape. It's back. Rick's putting
know,
it in there right now.
You
make
know,
me sound
the,
more masculine.
The big things right now is everyone getting boobies.
Really?
Yeah.
I got mine coming next week.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I was going to say that they already didn't come
I need
in.
For,
it,
no,
they
there's,
look
there's
good.
The backup.
Was,
there's the boobie backup.
Decided
yeah.
that wasn't trendy anymore.
Yeah, I
Who
thought
Who decided
so.
That?
I people? Thought that
the
men.
Kardashians?
The people.
The people do.
I
they
thought that
vote.
The men were like, it's cool to be flat as a board. So I was like,
well,
on my way.
Getting asses now. And they're like,
everyone
guess,
has different tastes, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought people were getting their asses taken out.
Me too.
Feel like Al Pacino. You had the ass. And now it's gone. You took it out.
Yeah.
There's no ass. Just bookshelf.
Well, now it's so funny because I feel like now boobs are, and I'm just seeing a lot of my FYP, a lot of the influencers are getting, you know, silicon nipples.
That means you like big
boobs.
They're
getting fake
yeah.
nipples?
Because that's what the algorithm shows
you. The nipples are real, but, you know, they're showing me the girls originally and now after.
You could do that on TikTok? They take my videos down for saying, like, come.
Yeah. No, they don't obviously do, like, full, like, frontal pics.
Well, that's why I'm not seeing them, because I guess I'm just not
Otherwise,
interested.
I would be saving them.
That's what my camera roll is. It's just that and pictures of Steve Harvey. That's probably not good for kids to see.
Yeah.
Kids are fucked up.
Kids are going to be fucked. Yeah. I'm also, it's so funny, I was talking with a friend the other day, how we had like celebrities growing up, you know,
right.
Not that they're died, but you know, like,
no, it's
Miley
different.
Cyrus, it's so different.
Yeah.
Like people you see on your For You page, you might think they're like so sick and like,
yeah.
Now know. We have Remy Bader.
Yeah. God bless
I didn't even
her.
Know that
I
is.
Went to school with her. Yeah.
Who is she?
She is a,
she's a
like plus size influencer.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she really plus size or is she just normal?
She
okay,
is.
Okay, she is. Because a lot of the time I'm like, that's
she's
plus size.
Plus size. And I mean that in like the most.
Yeah,
way.
No, she is, you know, she's
no,
a body positive influencer.
Yeah.
She doesn't like being body positive though.
Why did that make you laugh?
You?
There was a whole article she did with The Cut that she's like, I don't like that I've been
yeah.
painted
well, I
as
just
me
and Tori, I was like, who's gonna explain what her genre is?
Yeah, I even
yeah.
what's her name?
Into the void.
Ruby Glazer?
No, it's
Remy Bader.
I'm so close.
Remy
Bader.
Yeah.
Darth
Bader.
Vader.
You know her.
I know she
call her Blader.
She actually
Roller
was in my you know, she went to my
well, she's
school.
Older than you.
Yeah, yeah, she's a little older.
She's a sister. I don't know if her sister is your age.
Oh, she does have a sister?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
According to this article, she's finally happy.
I didn't even grow up with her.
Yeah, you know everything about her.
I know her.
Her
life story. I really like her. I mean, I like what she does with
me
like,
too.
The
shout out, Remy.
Halls.
Shout out,
she should come on the podcast.
She'd be such a fun. I would.
Yeah,
die.
She's
I would love
very
to talk
fun
to her.
Energy.
Man,
she's
I'm
fun.
Just closing out my tabs on my phone. I have Domino's. This guy from Domino's.
XXX.
I've been following this guy, Eric. Yeah, I closed that out too. It's actually X Videos.
Oh.
But I haven't been on it in so long.
On what?
X Videos. I've been meditating.
Oh.
No porn?
No porn. I have such a. I read this book about porn, and porn's kind of ruined for me.
You read a whole book?
Yeah.
What was it called?
That might have
porn.
Yeah, porn.
How to
novel.
Ruin it for you? Yeah, porn. The book. It starts in 1972.
Why?
Mom gets stuck in the dryer. just the.
What a meet cute.
It's sometimes like I'll get too high and I'll watch a movie and the movie like I can tell they're acting, and porn is like that for me sometimes
oh my God.
Too. I'm watching and I'm like. She doesn't look like she's enjoying herself or
yeah.
like.
Why not? She needs
and
a paycheck.
And you're an empath.
Yeah, I know. That's what I am. I am truly a hero. but it just takes me out of it. Like, because then I start thinking about it. I'm like, why is he letting her do this to
yeah.
her? Why does she need this check? What's going on? Like, does she?
How can I
can
help,
I help her?
Her
out? Does she have an OnlyFans where it's more consensual and it's direct to consumer rather than. Because also the other thing, too, is like there is so many views on porn.
Yeah.
There's like hundreds of millions of views. Like 200. Sometimes I look at the view count and this is a weird thing
makes
I probably shouldn't
sick,
admit to.
Honestly.
This is going to be one of those podcasts where I'm like, why did I admit all
yeah.
this? But sometimes if the video's not doing it for me, I'll look at the comments to see what they're saying. See if that's. Stirs
like
anything
yeah.
up down there because I'm like okay I could it's like looking at it from a different point of view
yeah.
like wow I didn't even notice that
he's
all right
like,
okay let me look at it that way now ah right you gotta clean it up off
porn,
air
personally
really
yeah
at all or
no.
ever
no
used to
no
oh my
never
God.
At all
you're
no.
just clean as
is
a
it
whistle.
Too personal to ask what would is there any substitute for porn.
I don't watch porn.
Okay.
The more you and say it, the more I'm thinking
yeah.
you watch a lot
yeah.
of porn, dude.
Show your history right now.
I know, yeah.
She's like, I don't
no,
watch it. I just
I listen
really
to
care.
It. I observe it. I write it. I think about it all the time.
It.
I correct it.
Fifty Shades
I stream.
Of Grey, but I, other than that, no.
I feel like for girls, like, erotica is a big thing. Like, I like to read it and, like, feel like a little, I'm like, I read my pages for the day.
Erotica,
mommy,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Drink my Chardonnay and read my 50 Shades.
Yeah.
Call it a
mommy porn is a whole other thing. You
yeah.
You gotta clear that up.
Well, it's
there's
a joke.
Porn
there's
for moms
books.
And there's mommy
there's like,
porn.
Like, it's like novels. That's,
yeah.
That was
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, 50 Shades. I remember, like, going to my brother's football practices when that book came out. I was like 14, 15, and the mom's talking about it, and they're like, oh, that elevator scene, it was so hot, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like, this is disgusting.
Were they from Minnesota,
too? Yeah, what is...
All moms in my stories are from Minnesota. Oh. Ah, jeez. I was really flicking the bean over there. When Henry came home, I couldn't look him in the eyes. We had to go to church on a Wednesday.
I remember that once my grandma lived next to me in the Bronx. We would always be at hers, and she had 50 Shades on her nightstand.
Aww.
Hot.
I was like, okay, Nana.
Grandma knows what's going on.
That's adorable. Yeah, I was like, I see you.
That's hilarious. I know. Did you call her out, or are you just like?
No, I mean, I didn't even, I don't think at the time, I was like, she must love wardrobe, you know? It's like, she wants to go into styling. Like,
I've
never seen
really the
movies
know. Or the
I watched
books.
One of them, and I was like, I'm out. Honestly, I stopped reading the book when she had an orgasm her first time. I'm like, this is not realistic. I like closed the book. I like was like, I hate this.
Oh, my God.
I'm
started
out.
A book burning.
Yeah. I started a whole club.
I did when I read the word clitoris. I was like, this is not real. Get these books out of the libraries.
Okay. I didn't
I want my children
yet.
To stop reading these.
Have you read it?
I haven't read it. I've seen the movies.
Yeah.
All I mean, of them? There's three,
I
right?
haven't seen the second or third. I saw one. I'm not like a buff.
No,
I was like,
I know.
Saw the trailer for one once. Yeah. Extremely high.
That guy, they used to call him the Golden Torso. I don't know why I remember that.
Ooh.
The guy who was in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wait, I have a thought.
Yeah, let's hear
thought
it.
Incoming. Like, give watching it porn when you're high. Now, yeah. I feel you can't give a take on that, but.
Right.
I'll
give you some takes.
Yeah, give me a take, because sometimes I feel like I'm just, like, not a person. Like, I feel like sometimes, okay, you go.
You feel like you're not a person when you're watching porn high?
Or I'm just like, it's so
what do you
funny.
Mean? Like, you feel like a creep? Like, you're just, like, in the room watching
little,
in the corner?
Maybe a little, but literally, I'm like, who's there?
What do you Google when you want to watch porn?
Oh, see, that may be not for the
yeah,
live.
That could be,
oh, really?
Yeah. We'll talk about that at Gregory's Coffee after
yeah,
the episode.
All right.
I don't know if I would
I
even
spicy
tell people.
Make,
I don't know.
I don't know if I would tell people. Yeah.
Same. You go
really?
First.
No, I wouldn't.
No. You said that you were right like going into it.
I did. Yeah. I look for anything with a tentacle.
I guess just
I just type in
fucking.
Cuddling.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just like
I want
to
see that. Yeah. I just type in random strangers doing it.
I just want.
And then I type in people I may know doing it. Nothing ever comes up. And there's a lot of local MILFs in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, my God,
that
want to
fuck me. And I'm just, like, I remember being a kid, like, watching porn and hearing about the clitoris and about how guys can never find it. And I remember being, like, 12, being like, I'm going to watch a lot of porn and I'm going to find the clitoris.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
So I'd be watching porn, like, Batman, being like, where's the clitoris?
Oh, that's funny you have that joke. That's good.
But it would. That's how I felt. I was like, I'm going to learn... I think a lot of guys learn how to have sex from porn, and that's probably
that's
not a good
bad
thing.
Did you find it?
Did I find it? I'm
still
looking.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhere behind the ear.
Yeah, I think so.
Check under the armpit.
It's there? Yeah. I think right
near
now, we're here on Clip Watch. It was last seen in Cleveland. We now report to the Boy Scouts. It's bad. Porn.
It's bad.
I feel kind of good for the kids who are growing
See,
up in the space of OnlyFans because
right
they get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, she's a health pillar of health and wellness with us.
Yeah, what are you
right
doing?
Now.
Just reading Jay Shetty and getting off on that?
Yeah.
Does he have a quote about porn?
Actually, I like watching food videos on Instagram.
Me too.
That's your erotica.
Yeah.
A lot of cheese videos.
Oh my God, with like the cheese pull.
Yeah,
pulling it apart. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I wish I was whoa. Cheese.
That
yeah.
cinnamon bun.
Yeah,
did it
I want to be stretched out.
I had
like
cinnamon. I had cinnamon buns the other day, and
from where?
I made them from scratch. And the whole process,
you're like Martha Stewart,
out of the can, you know, I didn't like.
Still,
the whole process of a cinnamon bun from start to finish is very erotic.
Like rolling,
oh, yeah,
you have to like
can.
Hit the top of the can.
Yeah.
You have to peel, hit the head, and then hit it on the side, and then twist it, and then
ooh,
it floops all out.
Uh-huh.
Then you got to like put it down on the pan. You do like one of these.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right? And then you put it in the oven, you take it out, make sure the icing is out, and then you take it out again, and you got to get it, you eat it, you got to get a towel. It's like it's all over the place. You're like,
I
oh my God, let me get
those.
The towel.
What prompted that? I feel like you eat healthy most of the time.
I have rice cakes in my nightstand.
I know.
Brown, not even like the
healthy.
Cheddar rice cakes, man.
Yeah,
I get the
like
lightly
the
salted
healthy.
Brown rice ones. If I'm eating rice cakes, I want to punish myself as much as I can. Because
oh
if I start eating a cheddar rice cake, I'm going to want a Cheeto. If you take a mouse to the movies type of situation.
Oh,
yeah.
I
know?
Like that. It's if you give a mouse a cookie.
Right.
But what's this mouse to the movies?
Yeah, I thought it was the same. It's the same book, just different parts of the book.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just
okay.
misremembering the title. if you take a mouse to...
It's like, I don't remember when the mouse goes to the
No, they go to the movies. They go see Passion of the Christ.
They saw 50
And the mouse was very
anti-Semitic.
Yeah, it was. He was like, wait, watch this part in the elevator. The girl has an orgasm for the first time.
Oh, my God.
It's not realistic at all, but you're going to love it.
I like that book.
The Passion of the Christ or
no,
Mouse
No,
no,
the mouse with the cookie, that one.
If you take
what,
a mouse...
What book is
if
this?
If you give a mouse a cookie, it's a childhood book, similar to, like, Rainbow Fish...
Okay, right. I read Rainbow Fish.
Yeah.
Corduroy.
What was the point of that one? He was gay? Right? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Very Hungry Caterpillar, like it was about like him.
Sex positive. I mean,
I think
body
so. Yeah, that was a trans inclusionary novel. Very
Why?
Hungry Caterpillar.
Okay.
He starts off
he
as a hungry caterpillar. He becomes the butterfly he always was meant to be.
And
they
then,
were meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
Excuse
think the
you.
Caterpillar had a
Rainbow
gender.
Fish is a story of a beautiful, colorful, and shiny fish with metallic scales that lives in the sea. Rainbow Fish loves his scales so much he does not want to share them. When asked,
so he's
by
a greedy
a
MF.
Fish.
Oh,
so the blue fish is so hurt by
he's
the rainbow fish's refusal to share that he no longer wants to be around him.
He said, "Get away from me, you blue
what
cock!"
A fucked
oh
up
my
plot.
God!
I almost want to read this again.
Wait, does it? How does it end? Is a blue man?
They all stone rainbow fish to death.
Yeah, what the
and
hell?
And they drape his scales on the sign that says "Welcome to Fish World." So, as
a
reminder
sharing.
To anyone who doesn't share, it's a book about socialism.
Wow. All right, yeah. I would like to visit Fish World.
The very hungry Sandra Pillar. Sanders Shit. Pillar. I didn't land on my feet with that
the
one.
The Rainbow Fish is a heartwarming story of sharing
I
and happiness.
I saw that.
Yeah, I know. I just petered out there. What happened?
It's about sharing.
Okay, that's sweet. I feel like I didn't read that book enough then because...
I didn't.
You're a bad sharer?
I might be like with like a... Growing up, my sister...
How many siblings?
One.
Older?
Older, yes. And she was like, may I bottle? I'm like, ew. No.
It's embarrassing for an older sibling to borrow something from their younger sibling.
Yeah.
Though. That's kind of on her.
Are you the oldest sibling?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, wow.
I have two brothers.
What about you, Tori?
Youngest.
Okay.
Sister, older sister.
There
That's
we
why
go.
I command respect.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
Don't you feel it?
No, I do.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually.
That's what I was feeling, actually.
It was respect and
cinnamon
the other
bun. Thing, yeah.
The other thing we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
The,
about
Go
the elevator.
Elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the
too.
Elevator. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of it's just encompassing. Did we finish this Jersey guy?
No, we're
I tried to get
we're
back there, and then you guys kind of reprimanded
we're
me.
Back.
I
because
never
because
brought
I was
going to
say one last.
She was worried that we were going to be like this.
No,
that we
were
just
going to
be ADD.
Because I did.
Well, I tried
time.
To get us on track, and then you guys kind of like slapped my wrist. So
we
I was like,
I'm sorry. Please, come back.
No.
Put the light back in your eyes.
Well,
come on.
We...
Come on. Look at me. Hey. Whoa, look at the Elmo.
Up here.
Getting a picture. Hey. Come on. Okay. Jersey Mike.
Okay. Jersey Mike. Oh, that's such a good one.
That's a good one.
Jersey
and his
Mike.
Bitch-ass subs.
Got his Snapchat. God knows. I think we snapped for a bit, and I was like, ¿Cómo se
pictures? Do you snap?
I wasn't. Yeah. We were like texting. I don't know.
I hate the picture snapping.
Why? What else do you do on
I'm just
Snap?
Like,
I don't use Snapchat.
I don't use it anymore.
I like it for like a nude moment, but that's really
that's
it.
Really all it's there for.
It is. So I mean, I want to do what it's meant to be done for. Rule follower.
Right. Yes.
and so we chatted for a bit. I don't really, and then I ended up. You're like, oh, let's hang out because we met this once at the beach. Ew.
Like it could be. That's what happened in Greece.
You're right.
They met after he saved her from drowning,
yeah.
And then she was like, Sandy, come join Scientology. Ah, jeez. And then she got really sick and died like 40 years later.
That's kind of what it felt like
that's
happened
the,
to me.
That's what the story is.
Yeah, that's
like.
Actually what it is. Long story short, I visited this man in Philly. Why would I waste gas miles
to
on
go,
somebody?
I know,
but I was like, oh, let me like hop
for
on.
After
man.
Only meeting once, you got in the car to Philly?
Yes. Well, I had
this was
an
during
excuse.
COVID, though, right?
This was now, yeah, like the fall.
So that's okay.
It was the fall.
That's
so I was
right.
like,
yeah.
I need to get my bean removed. And so I drove down. I drove down because I went to school in Delaware, and I had a friend there that was doing an extra year. So mm-hmm. it was like an excuse. Right. I'm gonna go visit her. Literally spoke to the girl maybe twice. I was like, I miss you, babe. I need a single apartment. She's like, who is this? I was like, don't worry, I'll be there tomorrow. And so then I went, and then I was like, oh, like I'm gonna be in Delaware, like on my way back. Let me go.
Right.
Pin the tail on the donkey at yours, and then
you sound like a paper boy with all these euphemisms.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do the mattress mambo here. Gonna get a sour cream added to my taco.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, let's go fishing for another piece of the barrel. Hey.
Fishing
now we're having a good time.
Piece of the barrel. I'm gonna use that one next.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, so then
can someone take me to a hospital, please? Lost a big chunk of my brain in the Second World War. Should have known after they called it World War II we were going to have a sequel. Lost a lot of good men that day. There's not a lot of jobs for men when you come home from war. Some say there's no such thing as just war.
Wow. Do I sound like that? Because then I'll leave right now.
You have a lot of PTSD.
That's exactly how Jersey, you sound. Mike.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah.
Sorry. That was my rare form of autism.
That didn't feel rare, though. Yeah. It felt like something you do often.
No, I mean, it's just my autism that I have.
Oh.
You don't see many people on the street walking around doing that. That's why it's rare. Form of my autism.
Okay, the story getting shorter is that I end up going to his. Uh-huh. We're chilling.
Yeah.
We're drinking.
It, right.
Hook up, good vibes, whatever. I end up leaving.
And that night or
I like I slept over, okay. And then whatever the next day.
Intimate.
And then, yeah, intimate. Oh my God, I forgot a fucking crucial part of the story. Completely rewrite.
He was dead the whole time.
I know. It was a woman. No, actually, the story is, whatever, we met at the beach. I knew this was jumping too far. I wouldn't run miles for, like, a scrawny cock. I ended up,
there's another detail, yeah. Boys. Put it on the soundboard.
We met at the beach, and then he was like, oh, like, I want to take you out. And I was like, right. Okay, I'm down. He came from Philly, drove into the city.
Got it.
And then he drove into the city, made a reservation, whatever. I got blacked out, like, beyond words. We went to, like, Rosie's. We got a picture.
Oh.
I was like, sayonara.
That'll do it.
Yeah, he was like, let's talk. I was like, see you tomorrow. Yeah. And I went somewhere else. Like, so much so, like, I just remember waking up.
Where?
In the good question. No, literally in his sister's apartment.
In Jersey guy's sister's apartment.
No, the sister lives in Manhattan. Uh-huh. And I wake up in his sister's home. I'm in his clothes.
And he's there.
And he is near, yeah. And
He's near.
He's not there.
He's within
there.
A four-block yeah. radius. I could smell his karate cologne.
He is close. And then I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is bizarre. And I was like, what happened? And my pants have like literal upchuck in the pockets. I was like,
you got to put it somewhere.
You puke.
Yeah, it was like finders keepers. Yeah,
it's well, like, I'm coming in for the train ride tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like if you
kids
want
will be
it,
hungry later.
For later, yeah. Because I don't remember eating my taco. I was like, let me save this carnita for tomorrow.
Of course.
And so, yeah, like we slept there. I died.
Was she there?
She was there.
Was she nice?
She was away. Maybe.
Okay.
I met her later in life. I actually don't remember. I kind of blocked this out.
At the AA meeting?
No, literally. It was like last night.
She's like, I decided to stop drinking when I went home and some woman threw up in my pants.
I died, essentially. And then he was like, you know, like, he was like, keep these pants. Like, I want to see you next weekend. And I was like, I know. I was like, you're giving needy, but what's your address? And then, yeah, so then I
these
went
pants
to.
Pants are a crime scene.
Yeah, no, it was his pants, so they were okay.
So he was like, keep them, actually wash them and then bring them back next week.
Yeah, it wasn't his pants with vomit. They were the clean ones. And I had my sad sack of
upchuck. You puked in your pants.
Yes. I mean, like.
Thank God.
I know.
That's okay.
No, that's okay.
Your mother raised you right.
I was like, I only She's puke like, and shit in my own pants. Like, I know my place.
That's my favorite follow-up book from Rainbow Fish. It's called Puke and Shit in Your Own Pants.
By Bluefish?
By Bluefish. Yeah, don't share your puke and shit in other people's pants.
No, so then
SpongeBob puke pants.
We have this date. I absolutely die. He leaves. He's like, I miss you, my baby. Like, I see you next week. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'll be there. So then I tell my friend. I was like, oh, my God, I miss you. I need to see you. And then I go to Delaware, and then I go to Philly. And when we're on this date, I remember parking my car in Philly on the streets when I saw him. And he was like, oh, my God, like, this, you know, the first date was crazy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, oh, my God, I, like, literally died. Pass me another drink. But I was like, you know, I was like, what? Kind of what happened, I guess. Because all I remember is, like, at Rosie's, they were, like, selling drug rugs for, I don't know what, celebration. But I remember, like, buying him, like, three.
It was Woody Harrelson's birthday.
Oh, that's what it was?
That's what they were doing it for here. They were like, come on now, get him, guys.
And he was,
what
like.
What a random thing to have.
I know, it was so random. But, and then I was, like, ripping his stick like no other. Like, I literally, like, lost my wig that day. And then he was like, oh, my God, it's so crazy. Like,
you said that like a 2005 DJ. Yeah. I was ripping his stick like no ever.
No, then he was like, this is the line. He was like, oh, my God, yeah, like, so funny. Like, so crazy what happened, like, when that car hit you. And I was like, you mean, like, is that a euphemism for, like, when your dick's at my face? And he's like, oh, my God, you don't remember? And I was like, what? And he's like, a car, like, sideswiped you. Got hit by a car. don't remember.
Jesus.
I know. And I was like, okay, this probably should be a fun AA story, but I don't remember and I was fine.
Well, so. If you want to be a quitter.
Yeah. I was like,
I hear that story and think I got hit by a car and lived because I'm fucking cool.
Well, I hear
your
that.
Parents
I was
have
like,
never heard this story, they, have they?
I don't think so.
Should they not listen?
But yeah, they should have. I was like,
they
hit
listen
by a
to
car.
This podcast.
Yeah, my dad
That's
likes
like all those
he loves
TikToks
it. He's a big
of
fan.
The girl
he's
like
that Troy guy.
Almost getting hit by the like subway. Have you seen those videos?
Yeah.
The girl's like tumbling around and like the train goes by and their friends are like, Cece, no.
Yeah,
and then she just like totters back and she's like, what? And like the subway just like grazes her.
That was me. I was like, was it just a car? I'm such a pussy. Like, where's the RV? But then I ended up, I was like, oh, you know, it was crazy. And whatever, it's just a good story. And then we went on another day, came to New York once. And I don't know how honest I'm going to be. Like I'm giving a little too much.
I'll trade a story if you want me to after
yeah,
this, just you
can
feel
you?
More comfortable.
I do.
Yeah, I don't think
well,
of one.
Well, long story short,
you can just get
then
to
we
point.
Had. Yeah, okay. I'm like, and last night, like
I ate his ass.
Yeah, 5:26. He said good morning. And then yeah, it went on for a little bit, and then long story short, it was around Christmas time. I'm COVID-ed right. up. I'm like quarantining. I don't know what mental illness, thinking that I was like with him. Like we just went on like a couple dates. And, like, so much so that I bought this guy a Christmas gift. And then it kind of was kind of the villain origin story. I, like, told him. I was like, got you a Christmas gift, babe. And he was like, what the fuck? And yeah. I was like, oh, did you mean to say thank you? it's like, babe, your autocorrect is on again. Maybe thank you with the heart. And then, yeah, I shipped it to his house. I shipped it express because he was, like, leaving the next day.
Right.
And he was like, you know, the next day, he's like, yo, I don't think this is working out. I was like, I bought him, like, this really heartfelt, like, Etsy, hand-blown glass. And I wrote a note in it. And I was like, I miss you every day I breathe. Like, something crazy. I really didn't know the kid. And I was like, your body's luscious. Like, I kind of lost it on my own.
I wish your toes were my hands so I could feel them all the time.
And then, long story short, it was bizarre, and I tried canceling the package. And
Etsy's so weird with that, because they're like, actually, it was handmade, and it took me 6 years to make this, so
yeah.
you have to pay $240 for
they
this
were like,
thing,
and though. I'm also making my dad deliver it.
That's kind of
my okay? I was like, sure. Long story short, I canceled this package with the USPS, and with COVID, they
COVID gave you a refund.
They canceled the cancellation, so it was like, it's going straight
so it's
to his house.
Going.
So I made this TikTok and I was like, oh my God, I'm such a dumb bitch. Like I got this guy a gift and then it was canceled and it blew up. He saw the TikTok. He was like, if you're going to make a TikTok, at least tag me. I was like, my guy, your profile is embarrassing.
He's always in between a yawn and a stroke.
Yeah, that's yeah, my boy voice.
What's
yeah.
going on, man?
And then, yeah, it was just
he's
goofy.
Bill Clinton, this guy. If you're going to make a TikTok, you better tag old Bubba.
Is that one of your first TikToks?
That was my first blow up. And then he ended up getting the gift. He was like, thank you. I was like, choke on glass. And then.
He like stitched your.
He,
yours
oh,
with
yes. Oh my God. He then like tried to do a
Wait,
similar.
Wait, he did a duet.
When he got it,
no.
He was like,
way.
Some of y'all might have seen the video. He was like, bro, it got 2 likes and 1 was your dad. Like,
so I just want to let you know I'm available for signings.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at Piggly Wiggly this day.
Do you have it?
Catch me up.
I have mine. I don't have his because I blocked him because
Damn
he was
it.
Losing hair.
That's a great reason to block someone.
I know.
I don't know what's leaving you faster, my attention span or your hair.
Yeah, I was like, your follicles are giving crutchet. So yeah, I was like, that ended. But then that was really the start of my TikTok in this long-winded story.
What are your icks?
Tying shoes. I feel like when guys zipper their jacket weird.
Like how?
Like
okay,
the way you're about to
gonna...
do it.
I didn't even get a chance. I wouldn't normally zip this jacket. I feel like if I showed up wearing a this kind of jacket zipped up, that's weird. You don't zip a
then
bomber.
Then you'd be
you
full Dominican bomber. Lesbian.
Like what's,
yeah.
I know. And then I'm I got a couple of stains on this jacket.
Yeah, is that
too.
Calm? What's happening?
Probably. I aim high.
trying to catch
like,
it in your mouth.
Like how? Like are you talking like position wise zip? Or like
yeah, the,
like,
I don't
just
know.
Like if
the
I
action
like, if
of.
I'm just like okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna like hold on, let me.
Oh my God! When you have to like
Meisner.
Find the teeth, and
I'm
you have to like line it up.
Okay, I was like, I know they're right here.
Yeah,
somewhere.
You're
Sorry.
Like, oh, it's a little janky. Yeah, like that type of stuff.
Does this happen to a lot of guys? I'm going to miss the mark here.
This usually doesn't happen.
Once you bring your zipper up to your eyes,
yeah, then you should just game over. Go home.
You can't look at a man sexually after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then he like goes cross-eyed. Sometimes
and he's like, driving the whole time.
He's actually inside of me while he's doing that.
Sorry, it gets a little chilly when I'm on top. Mind if I put on this jacket? It's members only.
Well,
I got it from Disney 23.
Ew, isn't not it? The bomber.
Now I'm going to be so worried about how I zip. I'm just not even going to look when I zip.
No, that's actually not an egg before Ben Shapiro comes for me and my dad.
Well, first of all, you have to understand there's three kinds of ways to zip a jacket, all right? What she's saying is nonsensical, all right? My wife has never had a problem with how I zipped a jacket. Up or down, they have teeth, all right? Unlike her, she has no teeth. There's no reason for her to have teeth.
Is that a comb? A neck?
Ooh.
I didn't even know this was in there.
Yeah.
What else is in there?
What was that?
Let's see how deep this pocket goes.
Yeah, where does that pocket lead to?
What else is in there? Oh, the chapstick.
Oh, classic.
Shout out to Sharon Simon.
Classic. Yeah, do you guys have like any bizarre date story that would fulfill?
Well, Troy said he had something to share.
Yeah.
I've been trying to think of one this whole time.
Oh. I feel like you can easily think of one. Yeah. Have you ever fucked a fan? That's my question to you.
Would it be a problem if I just started a...
Just combing?
Is that an ick? Sandy. Have I ever fucked a fan? Like, oscillating?
Yeah, like...
let me tell you, it hurts. No matter what speed it's on. I'm just putting it in there and it's... that's how I circumcised myself.
Oh, my God.
I said, we're taking a little off the top, boys.
Now, I'm thinking more ceiling.
I'm tall. I just... What I do... I have, like, four rock climbing things near the fan. And I just grip it like Spider-Man, and I'm just a lot of guys like watermelons. I like ceiling fans.
Wow, that's so
gross. Maybe when I first started getting good at stand-up, that was the thing. Like, whenever I never really used any of the apps because if I was doing well at my job, I could just meet people after shows, which I wouldn't advise doing.
Like men comics. Get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women comics get murdered.
Yeah.
Have you experienced any fans?
I feel like when fans come up to you after the show, they're like, that was really good, but here's what you should do for this joke. Like, you listen to Norm MacDonald. Let me show you 20 minutes. Let me show you this. This is real comedy. Watch. I can't stand Amy Schumer, and I'll hit any woman if she talks back to me. Don't correct me.
It's
Mommy said, I know best. I would hate to date if I was a woman.
No,
I hate dating men.
Yeah,
I feel
like
hard.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
I've never gotten like major.
Thank you, Rick.
Ooh, I was like, ooh,
Rick said he's available.
Yeah, I know. I read that as DTF.
Yeah. He's down to Rick.
Down to DTR. I feel like my DMs are more just like.
Shut up.
No, they were like, ew, your voice is annoying, but I still smash any day. Okay.
They offend you and
sometimes
then say that?
No. I mean, most of them are pretty, I would say like the TikTok comments are mean or just like you're annoying.
Oh yeah, always.
But the Instagram is pretty nice. Like
Instagram's more personal, I feel like.
Yeah, or they're like, keep going, shine bright.
Have you gone on a date with someone from your DMs?
I have, yes.
Did it go well?
It went.
Mm-hmm.
It went.
Mm-hmm. Just one time?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
All the DMs and only one date?
I know. My DMs are illegal.
Why?
Because they're inappropriate. They're really scary.
What's the scariest
DM? Do you
DM?
Get any dick pics in the thing? They just send them to you?
I'm kind of dumb, but you know, everyone's like, I could be your sugar daddy. And I'm like, oh my God, really? And
I could be your sugar daddy.
Wait, I need to actually read a DM because these are pretty good. But no, this guy was at a show and he DM'd me like a week later and he was like, you crushed it. I was like, ew. And then like a week later, he was like, sit on my face. And I was like, oh, you rang? and then I was like, oh, sorry, just saw this. Up, Karen. And then, yeah, we went on a date.
He said, sit on my face?
He said, yeah, please, like, will you sit on my face?
This is important for the record.
I know. I was like, well, question mark or comma, I forgot. But he said, sit on my face. And then I was like, I like that.
Okay.
I mean, it was also in another language.
You're going to get a lot of
ATMs. I know. What
I know,
is this?
Yeah.
It was in another language, so it was, like, fun to, like, decode. Because I was like, what is this going to be?
What other language was it?
Oh, it was in Hebrew. It was
literally. Oh, so we sat on your face from right to left.
He said, literally, sit on my face. I thought it was going to be, like, nice hair, happy Sunday. He was
That's
like,
funny that you had to like type that in and then
that was
fun.
Then he was like, my friend,
too.
Do I have a face for you?
Yeah, but then it was cool because then I kind of kept on the bit probably longer than I should have. He was confused, but then I sent something back in response in Morse code.
Funny.
That's a good one.
It said, Israel deserves a right to protect itself.
He was like, it's been an hour. I'm sorry. Like, I can't figure this out. Is this Braille? I was like, try harder, you dimwit. Yeah. This was a good one. Let's see. These are, they're just aggressive.
Wait, so the date was bad with sit on my face guy?
It was like, I don't know. I guess it was obvious. I was thinking like, we're going to like run away together and like get me pregnant. I can live in the Midwest and like make butter or something. But it was like to fuck. And I was like, I'm confused.
I'm shocked.
He was like, literally sit on my face. I was like, you mean dessert? Did you say for Christmas? So then, no, I went a couple of days to just like get drunk and then fuck. And then, I don't know. I have his hoodie still. God bless. That's really it. But I was like, yeah, I'm confused why you're not like obsessed with me.
Fun to see. I think when you do comedy that people realize that they think that they have to be vulgar with you in order to get your attention.
Yeah.
And like be kind of try to match your insanity. But it's like. You're never going to.
Yeah.
Dog. Like, I got it. And I could tell. Stop. It's like when you said, like, he was like, great job. But then he was like, sit on my face. Like, one of those things is going to attract you for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't need anyone to be nice to me. Punch me in the chest.
Yeah. He was like, you're killing it. Keep going. Go I was fuck like, yourself. You're blocked.
Yeah.
Like, good try. Good one. I heard that before. stuff like that. But no, one, I feel like I normally get really uggos.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just weird men with no teeth, and they're like, you're my favorite creator. Well,
those are the ones with the most money.
You're right.
You know, and the best personality.
Probably. I hope I don't need to find out. Yeah.
I'm going to find the bean. What are your tags? What's your plugs? You got anything to plug?
Oh, my God. I have so many plugs.
Give me some plugs.
Anal plugs.
Yes.
Okay, give me an Instagram plug, Daniela Mora. Daniela Mora.
One.
Because she won. She didn't lose. Right. There was no just Daniela Mora
so
available.
So annoying.
I know.
Can you, like, go and, like...
I messaged her recently.
Like, hey, go die.
Yeah, it was... It's an account from
this
like
is a grandmother's
2009.
Page.
Literally,
yeah, yeah.
Like, already
that's what
dead.
Troy Bond is.
Yeah. What are you?
Troy Bond 69. But now I can't change it because it's verified.
Yeah. Congrats,
oh,
by the
locked
way.
In?
Thank you. I'm locked in to 69 forever.
I love that.
Good. That's
yeah.
Good.
I want nothing less.
Yeah. And then so TikTok, Daniela 5000, but Daniela 5000. Kind of fun, and also Yella. It was like Daniela Mora 10996 ass emoji, you know, like nothing was available,
right? Yeah,
so I had to do a little playful, but like that it. Was originally my AOL name, Daniela,
right?
With the Y because I thought it was quirky.
Mine was White Chocolate 96.
Oh,
chocolate was spelled wrong, not on purpose.
How? Oh,
there's no cool way to do it. I was just illiterate. So those are the socials,
those are the plugs.
Those are your plugs. You want to plug anything? I probably said the road dates at the beginning of this episode. More tour dates at troybondlive.com. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, subscribe. Really helps
yeah,
out
subscribe.
The show.
And our reviews are
our YouTube is almost our reviews are fun. Yeah, our YouTube's almost at 1,000. Hit that
yes.
up. Ooh. Make sure you read Tori's blog at
ToriCole.com.
Yep.
All my dates are on troybondlive.com. Couldn't get through this episode without Rick, as always.
Rick.
Fly but frantic, cooler than my man Rick. I'm Troy Bond. Check under your seat. There is a condom that looks like a water balloon right there for you. Enjoy this drive to work. Have a great night. This has all been for you. Allah.